The Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, they should get back to normal after the interruption of Hurricane Gustav. Rudy Giuliani is likely to give the keynote address tonight, and the White House says it's still possible President Bush will address convention delegates, perhaps by a video link. Much of the attention, though, will turn to Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who is John McCain's running mate or his nominee for his vice presidential nominee pick. And with new details about her administration and her family emerging, some questions have been triggered about how she was vetted exactly. And we're going to get to more about that later. But first, reaction in Alaska to her nomination and news that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. We turn to Libby Casey, who is a political reporter for the Alaska Public Radio Network, who got up very early for us. Thank you, Libby.
Good morning. My pleasure.
So what was the reaction, or what has been the reaction in Alaska to news that the governor's 17-year-old daughter is pregnant?
Of course, surprise. But Alaskans are still reeling from the surprise on Friday that our governor has been selected to run for vice president. I think a lot of people are still waking up in the morning and saying, did that really happen? And had Palin not been tapped to be put on the Republican ticket, the news of Bristol's pregnancy, Bristol 17 years old, would have been a surprise here and would have been something people would talk about, you know, around the water cooler or out at hunting camp. But I think that news would have died down soon enough. And the next questions people ask are, well, how is that going to affect her life and how will that affect the governor's life? But, of course, this has been launched onto the national spotlight now. So reporters are descending all over Anchorage, which is close to the governor's hometown. And I think Alaskans are just trying to step back and sort of soak all this in and realize we're not in, like, small-town world anymore. We, as well as the governor, have been launched onto the national stage.
She's been described as a very popular governor there in Alaska. Do you think that's accurate?
Absolutely. You know, she has had approval ratings at over 80%. And Governor Palin is still really early on in her governorship, though. I mean, she's been a governor for less than 2 years, for about 20 months. And she ran at a time that Alaskans were very frustrated with charges of corruption. We've had numerous state legislators indicted, convicted for corruption. And our former governor, Frank Murkowski, had very low approval ratings. He wasn't really listening to what people were asking for. Palin came in and said, I'm going to listen. I'm going to shake things up. I'm going to run on a reform agenda. And she's followed through on those things. And let's not forget, you know, Alaskans are having to deal with very high fuel prices right now. Of course, fuel is expensive everywhere. But here in Alaska, it's especially high. In some places in rural Alaska, a gallon of gas is $10. And we're getting ready to head into winter now, which means, you know, you got to fill up the fuel tanks to heat your home.
Libby,
and the governor.
Let me ask you just one quick question, because we have about a minute and a half, about the daughter, Bristol. Is it more controversial in Alaska for a 17-year-old who's pregnant to keep the baby or to end the pregnancy because they're a teen and maybe it's too early for them to raise a child?
Oh, absolutely. The idea of aborting the child would be extremely controversial right here, especially given the fact that Governor Palin is so strongly pro-life. I mean, she believes in keeping a baby even in a case of rape or incest. And so I think Alaskans would be, especially conservative Alaskans, would be concerned about the idea of a teenager aborting the child. Alaskans, though, are also very independent and like people to have their privacy. So, you know, the delegates who are representing Alaska at the Republican convention love Sarah Palin. This is shaking things up for them, and I think they would be devastated if the family had chosen to abort the child.
Libby Casey, many thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Libby Casey is a political reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network, and I think we'll probably be speaking to her again sometime soon.
You got to feel for this 17-year-old, though. I mean, it's a very private decision. It's a very agonizing decision, and now it's a giant global story. I mean, what are those two teens doing right now? It's really amazing, and it's all going to come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. National attention, that spotlight can be incredibly intense. You have to wonder if Sarah Palin and her family truly understood exactly how much attention they'd be getting.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.